Episode 31, How to Get Everything You Need for Free.
Welcome to the Frugal Friends Podcast, where you'll learn to save money, embrace simplicity, and live a richer life. Here are your hosts, Jen and Jill.
Oh, yeah. Hello again. Welcome to another episode of the Frugal Friends Podcast. My name is Jen.
We're back. This is Jill.
It's Black Friday, if you're listening to this when this comes out.
Oh, yeah. You're probably in the car trying to beat the crazies. Or you're not. You're rebelling, depending on where you landed on that.
So last week, we did an episode about Black Friday. So today, we are doing an episode in honor of Buy Nothing Day, because that is another term for Black Friday. It's not another term. It's just, it's another holiday that people celebrate on Black Friday. So today is for everyone that is avoiding the mall, avoiding the internet, avoiding your family.
It's the holidays, you know? You never know what's happening. Yes.
But it's only Thanksgiving, so prepare. You have a few more holidays left to avoid your family, so don't use all of your excuses on this weekend.
Exactly.
Just word to the wise. But if you're using it for that, welcome. You are welcome to hang out with us as we talk about ways to get everything you need for free. And we are not talking about free samples from the internet or signing your life away in emails and phone calls. Like, this is a way to get legitimate things you need for free.
I like that word. That's a good four-letter word.
Yes. It's one of our favorites.
Yeah. I do have other favorites, but it's one of them.
Yeah. I have a lot of favorite words. So let's get into it by starting with our sponsors, as always.
Here we go. Cook Smarts. So we've partnered with this awesome meal planning service. I'm sure you've heard us talk about it before. They're not an official sponsor, but they are a partner. And they're offering you guys, our listeners, 25% off meal planning with the promo code FRUGAL. You know how to spell it.
Another Cook favorite Smarts, word.
Yes, another favorite F word. Frugal. Cook Smarts is a wonderful meal planning service because it provides recipes, instructions, weekend prep options, shopping lists, just basically everything you need to actually be able to cook at home, eat healthy, eat smart, enjoy friends and family around the dinner table without all of the hassle of the prep work that goes into that. You can start. You can just try it out for free. Whoa, look at us. We're talking about free things. Woo-woo. Here you go. Here's one free thing at the top of this episode. 3 free weeks of meal plans if you sign up at frugalfriendspodcast.com/CS. And if you want to continue, again, use the promo code for 25% off your purchase. So use the word frugal, get 25% off. What could be better?
Nothing. Nothing could be better. It's free.
If it's not free, it's frugal.
Yes. The only thing that might be better is our second sponsor, which is groups. Ooh. Looking for information you can't find on Google? Ask a group of people. You can find groups on Facebook, at Panera, in a library, or maybe, if you're brave, on Reddit.
Ooh.
Groups can help you find a recipe, move apartments, watch your kids, and figure out complicated concepts when Google does nothing but confuse you.
Mm-hmm.
Groups, they give you more than what you want. They give you what you need.
Wow. How many groups came together to sponsor us?
A lot. Every single group.
All of the groups. All supporting what we do.
And we support groups.
Yes, we do. You'll hear more from groups in this episode.
Yes. This whole episode is brought to you by groups, our favorite G word.
What other G word is there?
Our second favorite G word is Google, because that's where I find all the articles for our episode.
Yeah.
And we've got a few good ones today. And the thing is, with the things we're talking about, not a lot of people have written about them because clearly it's free stuff. It's not very lucrative, I guess, but it's not very well known. I guess. Yeah. So we are talking about a few different resources to get free things, free services, and free other stuff and help your community and the environment. And it's all through groups.
So. And you may have heard nothing in this world comes for free, but we're just going to completely shoot that down today because there are some things that you can get for free.
Yeah. So I won't say completely for free because it does take some time and effort and focus, maybe not focus, but just intentionality.
Yeah, so, it's true. You might need the internet, but you might be able to get that for free.
Correct. At a library.
Yeah.
Which you might want to check back to our library episode if you're interested in more of that. So libraries are actually not one of the things we mentioned in today's episode. All right. So the first article we've got is from organizingmoms.com. And it's
sounds promising.
Yes, I love organization and I love moms. And it's what to expect when you join a Buy Nothing group. So it's Buy Nothing Day. We are sponsored by groups. Of course, the first thing we're talking about today is Buy Nothing groups. Jill, have you heard of these?
I have heard of these. I have not been a part of one, I must confess, but I do know things about them. So yeah, I'm familiar.
Yeah, I recently joined my local Buy Nothing group after being in another Buy Nothing group, which is actually for my location, because our city is big enough to have two.
Okay.
But in the one that I am zoned for, there's no activity. And I reached out to the admins and asked if I could be a part of the other group because these are hyper, hyper local groups.
Right.
So when you are trying to get things that are being given away for free, you don't have to drive an hour away to get them.
Mm-hmm.
They're things that stay in the community. And I reached out to the admins and told them my situation and they could see what I was saying was right. And they let me join this bigger Buy Nothing group. So nice. I've just been kind of sitting in there observing. I kind of don't want to accept anything until I have something to offer. Mm. So I've just been observing it. And yeah, all the things that we're going to talk about in this article and when we head over to the Buy Nothing website, all of these are completely accurate for my group. And it has over 300 people in it, and it's still run exactly like the format of a Buy Nothing group is set up. So I'm sure that you will have the same experience that we are having in your group because they keep it very consistent.
I mean, I love the concept of it. And I'm not saying, I mean, I also love thrift stores and I never want to put thrift stores that also give to worthy causes with the profit that they make out of business. But I have had this thought before when dropping things off at a donation center, there's been times where in the parking lot, I've seen somebody else drop off something that I've been interested in or vice versa. Somebody else has been interested in something I'm dropping off. And I'm like, what's to keep us from just exchanging right here prior to us giving it to the thrift store and then needing to go in and purchase that thing. And so this kind of solves that problem of, look, I might already give this away or it might go beyond that. Maybe I just want to be generous and join in on this kind of what they talk about, this gift economy. But even if you're just getting rid of it, you already plan on giving it away. This thought of there might be somebody who wants that very specific thing but wouldn't necessarily have the money to buy it, or I could give to my neighbor in this way and create a little bit more community rather than the anonymity of just dropping it off at the donation center, leaving with your tax write-off and not ever really knowing the purpose that it had or who it might have gone to or what it might have meant to that person. So it's a really interesting concept that I love. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. So I love the fact that they are hyper local groups. And they're on Facebook. So you do have to be part of Facebook to be part of the Buy Nothing groups.
Mm.
But they're all very consistent in that they are really trying to cultivate that sense of community. So like instead of just dropping things off, you're offering things to your community so they can get what they need for free. So all the language inside the group is communal and like personal. There's no like ISO, INO, like acronyms where you're just,
gimme.
Right. And so everything is very personal. You feel like you're part of the community and not just part of this like kind of buy, sell, barter sort of like very impersonal.
Right.
So there's marketplace.
A whole culture to it.
Right. It is. Uh-huh. And they're really strict. And sometimes if you're not used to cultures that have like a strict adherence to the rules per se, it can seem like a little restrictive, but it's the rules are there for a reason. Mm-hmm. And the moderators do a really good job of making sure groups follow the model so that everybody feels welcomed and that it stays like in control and meets the purpose that it started as, and it doesn't like become something else.
Which is helpful. And that was one of the things that was mentioned in this article by Organizing Moms, is that one of the key things is to have good moderators. You can't really control that, but these groups seem to work better when there are good moderators because people will get upset. You see that even on Facebook yard sale or marketplace where people will feel like, well, I responded first. How did so-and-so get it? Or how did I not get it? Because I was second. You know, people can start to feel entitled. So yes, that's going to follow anywhere. Even if there's this effort towards creating a certain culture, people might get upset. So definitely know that you are potentially walking into that. But also if you find a group with a good moderator, then that's excellent.
Yeah, I've seen in the group before where it's not necessarily like first dibs, but sometimes they'll say like, hey, tell me why you need this and I'll select somebody, or give me whatever song is stuck in your head right now and I'll pick based on that. So it is a little different.
Oh, cool.
Than just like a yard sale thing. It goes beyond that marketplace feel, and people do really respond to the community aspect of it, and they play into that. It's a lot of stuff. The Buy Nothing group is more product based, and I have seen things from like furniture or desks to kids' clothing. And a lot of the time, people will offer things up, but then also sometimes people will do requests like, I need to furnish an apartment. So whatever you have that you want to get rid of, let me know, because I will take that.
And what have you seen for arranging that transaction? Will it often be you come to me, pick up this thing that I'm offering? Will people meet in the middle? How similar to Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace have you found it to be in that regard?
Most of the time, it's porch pickup. Uh-huh. So they'll give where they are located, and they'll say they'll leave it on their porch or in their front yard. Yep. So, and that's another reason why moderators are, they will screen people that come in to make sure you live in the right place and that you're going to follow the group rules. So people most of the time will leave the things on their porch and just give the person their address. But I see a lot of people that are kind of repeat offenders. And so they know each other, and they'll drop something off for somebody or meet up with someone somewhere. So you start to recognize the same names in the Facebook group. Mm-hmm. And now actually Facebook has the little notations on the side and whether somebody's like a conversation starter, or like active member or new member. So you'll be able to see who's really active in the group.
Who's who in the group.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Group formation.
So that's really fun.
Yeah. I also appreciated that they spoke about how this can reduce waste, in that you're not, you things that you may consider throwing out or not worthy of donating somewhere, but could be something that specifically someone might be interested in, that you're reducing the waste of either throwing it out or not using it and just letting it lie around your home, but considering to put it on there, hey, this is free. Would anybody have need for this? So I think as far as sustainability goes, there's a win for some free groups in that respect.
Yeah, I love that. And I love the community aspect. So there's, in addition to request and offer posts, gratitude posts are a big thing.
Whoa.
So if somebody uses something they got from the Buy Nothing group, they will post in the group a gratitude post of them using the product or how it helped them or something. So that's another cool communal aspect of it.
Sounds encouraging to be a part of. And we know now, even if you just read magazines or the internet, you know that gratitude is a key to longer life, more happiness, greater joy, greater fulfillment in relationships. So yeah, to even be a part of something, even if you're like you, Jen, are sitting back and just watching these things happen, to be engaging in a community where there's gratitude posts is it's gotta be worthwhile just in that regard.
Yeah, those are big ones. And then people will also ask for friends. Like there's a girl right now who's asking for furnishings for somebody who lost all of their things for some reason. And I'm sure the Buy Nothing group in Southern California is really active right now with the Paradise, California fires. So that is another way that the Buy Nothing group is awesome for communities and helping people that even if they're not in the group.
Yeah, that's excellent. And speaking of community, another thing that this article mentioned was that this woman felt like she got to get to know her town better.
Mm-hmm.
Being involved in offering things for free and picking things up for free, she was seeing parts of her location that she may not have encountered before, meeting new people, building relationships. So it just kind of expanded her community, her social network, and her understanding of the area in which she lived, which I think is awesome. Just another kind of peripheral benefit.
Yes, yes. So I would encourage everyone to head over to buynothingproject.org, and we will link this in the show notes. And find a Buy Nothing group near you. There's a ton of them. Buy Nothing groups have become really popular. They started in 2013 and they just keep growing. So definitely search for one near you and join it and just check it out and see if the products in your area are right for you. Mm-hmm. So it's really great whether your group is large or small. Like, I was looking forward to a small group because there's less competition for things. But the problem with mine was that a lot of people, like nobody was posting things. So there was nothing to have less competition about.
Right.
And then if that's something like you and you don't have a larger group to switch to, then be the change you want to see in your Buy Nothing group.
Yes.
Yes.
Start with the man in the mirror.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you decide to minimize or declutter, which probably next week you will start wanting to do, this would be a great way to part with some of your stuff and know that it's going to people who really need it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's so excellent.
Yeah. That is how to get things you need for free.
Mm-hmm.
But we also want to talk about how to get services that you want for
There's more that you can get for free.
Yeah. So not everything you need in life is a thing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you need a person to do things for you. And that is where time banks come in. Jill, have you heard of time banks?
I am familiar with the concept. I don't know that I've heard this term necessarily, but I definitely have implemented them on a less formal basis.
Mm-hmm. So these are something that are super common.
Yeah.
They go by different names. Mm-hmm. So, Jill, when you were looking at this article, which is actually, there's no good articles on time banking. So we're literally at the Time Bank website on their about page. Spoiler.
Which, why not? You know, if, right. If there's not much you need to know about it, and then you just need to get plugged in. So mm-hmm. we don't need someone to write about it, but we'll talk about it.
Yeah. Jill, so, what was your favorite thing?
Yeah, I like the concept of it, that it's basically bartering with services, that you're not giving and taking things, you're giving and taking what you have skills to do and with your time. And I particularly like on the Time Bank's website, they talk about their values. So they list out 5 core values, which include assets, redefining work, reciprocity, community / social networks, and respect. And all of these speak to just such dignity of like offering dignity to people, but also creating this culture and community of service and generosity to one another. So I appreciated that they've thought through like, what are some of these core values? Why would we do this? We talk about this all the time, defining the why. Why would you do this? And so a lot of it is that we recognize that people have value and something to bring to the table. And so anybody could have something to barter with or something to give and trade for. And then the reciprocity piece, that I'm not just going to come and say, give to me. I want to take, but there's this, how can I help you? How can you help someone in return? Or what can you do back for me? There's kind of this brotherly love concept with it, and respect for people and building community. So it's all really beautiful things that are forming the foundation for what this is. What did you think about it, Jen?
Jill, you said it so well. I love that they're really about everybody having something to offer. Mm. Even if you don't think that your skills and talents are valuable, you still have something to offer that somebody else may need. Mm-hmm. I am part of my time bank in my city, and we have a pretty large time bank. We're pretty lucky over here. And one day somebody just wanted somebody to pick up their CSA, the community supported agriculture order, and take it to their house. Mm. And that was a unit. So 1 hour equals 1 credit. Mm-hmm. So if you do something for somebody, you get a credit and it counts for 1 hour. And same if you want to take something from somebody, depending on how many hours it is, you have to have that many credits. Mm. So sometimes these are not really complicated things. They just need somebody to physically be in a place that they can't be at a time. Yeah. And so it's really the community coming together to help each other make life not so hard.
Which means that if you are a part of this more formal process of a time bank, you would have to give first before you receive. You would have to earn credits before you cash in on those credits, which I love, by the way. But also that, again, there's the reciprocity, but also the fairness in that I gave an hour, I'm going to receive an hour. So you're not being taken advantage of in this system either.
Yeah. And it does really come down to, you have to have some good moderators, just like a buy nothing group. Mm-hmm. And whether your group is small or big, there are, you know, just as many advantages as a buy nothing group. So there's less competition for the easier tasks. And maybe you have like first dibs at something that's a little more your speed, that may be more competitive in a bigger group. So don't write off your time bank just because it's small.
And something too with this, within this time bank website, which is linked in our show notes, they list out some, like I said, the more formal ways of being involved in this. There's Community Weaver, and that's a way that you can get plugged into a time bank in your area, or Time Republic, which is more international. But they kind of help with being able to track credits and be in touch with people that are part of a time bank in your area.
Yeah. If you want to get involved with a time bank, there are some things you have to go through that are a little more formal than the Buy Nothing group. It's still a local group, so you should be in the one that's closest to your home.
That would be smart.
Yes. And then you have to go actually to an orientation for this one. I was actually signed up to go to an orientation, but Travis was working late, so we couldn't make it. But you go to an orientation where they will kind of show you how to log hours, how to accept hours or credits, rather, and all this stuff so that you can be like a good active member in the time bank. Mm. Because if you're going to participate in a time bank, it can be really fulfilling, but you want to be like a member in good standing so that you're not being a burden on your time bank.
I like that. I think that's legit. Probably most people would know how to be a good standing member, but you know, you've always got that one.
Yeah. Yeah. But another thing that's like really communal about time banks is that they will do swaps and monthly gatherings. And so in our area, if you go to a swap, actually you get an hour, a credit hour. So sometimes it's like fun stuff. You just go and sit at a talk that somebody's giving and you get an hour. So it's not all like, manual labor, driving around or stuff. So sometimes these are just really easy things to get credits.
Yeah. Like I said, I've done this on a less formal level just between friends who we have different skills. For instance, one time a friend of ours changed our brakes. We bought the material, so I can't say it was all free, but as far as services go, he changed our brakes and Eric, well, he was supposed to fix the amp. I don't know if he did or not. I know that he tried. I don't know if he was successful. So if you're listening to this episode, I apologize because our brakes worked, but I don't know if your amp works. We tried though.
Whoops.
And then at another point, Eric remodeled a bathroom for a friend in exchange for massages from her. Ooh. I can't quite tell who got the better end of that deal, but the massages are great, particularly when you do work in the construction field and your body just gets beat up all the time. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we've been able to do this amongst friends and it really has been quite excellent, especially as far as the remodeling the bathroom goes. Like, we probably wouldn't have spent that much money on massages, but because we decided to trade, you know, an hour for an hour in that regard, we now have something available to us that maybe we wouldn't have spent money on. So there's kind of another way to look at it in that regard too, almost like a gift card. Like, I wouldn't go to XYZ store unless I had a gift card there. I wouldn't spend money on myself unless I had a gift card. It's kind of that idea. Mm-hmm. If you want to work it that way.
Yeah. I love time banks. And I've also been just a lurker in my time bank one because I haven't been to an orientation yet. But you can join your time bank's Facebook group before you're activated. So you can kind of get familiar and figure out if it's worth going to your area's orientation and see if it's something for you.
Yeah.
So that is also an option. I would definitely head to the Time Bank website, which is timebanks.org, and find one near you. And you can also search Facebook for your local Time Bank's Facebook group.
Nice.
So our St. Pete Time Bank has 383 members, and I can see a lot of them overlap with the Buy Nothing group. You might even be able to find it if you find your Buy Nothing group in the similar groups category right next to it.
Oh.
And then you'll also be able to see the events for when the orientations are and where they are. And if there's any similar free groups in your area, you'll be able to see those groups in the suggested groups on the side. It's like right now I can see Pinellas County Free No Rules Online Garage Sale is one of them. And the Gulfport Hate Free Zone. So it may not be completely, I guess, free related. It may just have free in the title. But
right.
Yeah, so definitely head over and check them out. Our time bank has potlucks every month and has a lot of different community things with it too, just like the Buy Nothing group.
Excellent. Well, Jen, we've gone over how to get things and services for free. What do you think? Is it that time of the week?
I think it might be my favorite free time of the week.
All of our favorite times.
It's
the bill of the week.
Time for the best minute of your entire week. Maybe a baby was born and his name is William. Maybe you paid off your mortgage. Maybe your car died and you're happy to not have to pay that bill anymore. Duck bills, Buffalo bills, Bill Clinton. This is the bill of the week.
Hi there. My name is Michelle and I'm calling with an idea for the bill of the week. And that is to use a service such as Bill Cutters to negotiate your bills for you. They will negotiate on your behalf and they will keep 50% of whatever they save you. So if they save you $20, you pay them $10. If they save you nothing, you pay them nothing. I've been using them for over 4 years and they have negotiated my Comcast and my Verizon bill numerous times. And they have saved me over $1,000 in the 4 years. And I am more than happy to give them 50% of that. I believe they're more successful than I would be myself because I really don't like negotiating. And I also realize that they're trained specifically for this purpose. So again, try out a service such as Bill Cutters. It's BILLCUTTERZ, like in a zebra, BillCutters.com. Really fantastic service and they're really nice people. All right. Have a fantastic day.
Wow, Michelle, what a great idea. I love that bill of the week.
That's a fantastic bill of the week. I am loving these bills that are providing tips.
They're bills not with just a Z.
Bills with a Z. Actually, it was Cutters with a Z, but I also like bills with a Z.
Now it's bills with a Z for today.
For today. It's not only a fun bill, it's also a tip. Man, we're getting like double duty these days. My goodness.
I love it. And so, yeah, some of us are just not cut out for negotiating. And it's okay. You don't have to be good at negotiating, but it doesn't leave you in the dark. You can still save money. And it's with services like Bill Cutters. And 50% might seem like a lot, but it's way more than you'd get if you just didn't try.
Even if you are a good negotiator, you may not have the time to do it. So,
oh my gosh.
My goodness, how great of a thing that would be.
Yeah, I see Travis negotiating with Sprint every single month.
I thought you were going to say every single day. I was going to be like,
Yeah. Oh my goodness. It's like a part-time job, him trying to get the correct price for our phone bill. It's so much work. So
I can barely picture it.
Maybe you just don't have the time.
Yes.
So this is still better than just not trying. So thank you so much, Michelle.
Thanks, Michelle.
For bringing that to our attention. We will definitely link to that in the show notes. And if you have another bill of the week that's helpful, or just funny, or just random, please, please, please leave it with us. frugalfriendspodcast.com/bill. We would love to hear more bills like this. Bills with a Z or an S.
I can't wait until we get the bill of the week that has nothing to do with a bill. Like, I'm waiting for the person to call in and literally never mention the word bill. I'd love to see us get that far off track. Because we've really barely defined what a bill of the week is.
You could go pretty far. As long as you mention the word bill, I think you could go pretty out there.
Right. But I'm waiting for the person to not mention bill.
Well, we mentioned the guy who was a wrong caller that just said, who dis?
That's right. I forgot.
We did do that. So you've kind of already gotten your wish.
Ha 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 ha!
That could be. Is that in competition for your first favorite bill besides Duck Bill?
I think so. It was a wrong number. He didn't even mean.
He just wanted to know who dis. So is, please just make Bill. It better than that.
Oh, gosh.
Make it wow. better than who dis.
I really lost it there.
You did. You lost it for a good 20 seconds.
I forgot about that bill. What a good one. We've had it all, folks. So whatever your bill is,
I know. Call we are in. 31 episodes in, and we've seen a lot. Yeah. We've been through a lot. And it's only getting better.
Yeah, exactly.
It's only getting better than who dis.
Oh, let's get back to the free stuff.
Okay. So there's more than just time banks and buy nothing groups.
Of course there is.
There We're is not more just going to leave groups. You there. Yeah. Sorry, groups, but they're not exclusive. Free stuff is not exclusive to you.
Yeah. Who dis?
Who dis?
Another option. And Jen, I love that you gave this one to me.
I knew because you'd love it.
You know me so well. And yeah. I think I have made reference to this in like one of our earliest episodes. But here you go, all y'all. Foraging, okay? You can forage for your food. Like, why not? Our ancestors did it. And you can too. Now, listen. Do your research first, okay? Research. It's the frugal way. We've been over this. Do your research. Also, take a buddy. We love community. Frugality loves community. So, like, bring a mentor along. Find somebody who knows what they're doing. Definitely don't die.
From a time bank.
From a time bank. Yes. Oh, connecting the dots. Mm. Listen, don't just go out and start eating berries, okay? Like, you did not hear that from us. Like, do your research. But listen, foraging is legit. And I also know people, this is getting really big. People are going out and finding mushrooms after it rains and selling them to restaurants. I have a friend who goes out, he finds these really high-end mushrooms that restaurants want, and he sells them for like $80 a pop. It's insane.
I mean, I remember that guy from the party we went to at your house. And that's what made me think of foraging was that man.
Yes. People do it. Okay. But again, like, know your people, because a mushroom can kill you. So, or a mushroom can give you life and bring you money. So know the difference. Figure out the difference.
Like so many things in life, it can bring you life and money, or it can kill you. Yes. Those are the two extremes.
It's a fine line we're walking, but I know we got some risky listeners who are going to love this. So there is an article. It's linked in the show notes. It's at wildedible.com, and they kind of give you a framework for how to dip your toes in this water of foraging. You can wear whatever you want. I would recommend like wearing boots and some animal skin and like put your hair in a braid. Don't wear deodorant that day.
I don't
know.
And
just forage.
I think you could just do with closed-toed shoes.
I live in the wilderness.
I know. So I don't know anybody who forages in Florida, but I hear that it's super big up north. So, and I thought it was really would be a cool idea to do, you know, if you needed to do gifts, you could forage some food and maybe make that into some kind of treat to give as gifts for the holidays or for birthdays.
Don't kill your friends. Again, do your research.
Again, yes. If you are getting the right kind of mushrooms or berries, they would make, you know, great meals to take to Thanksgiving or potlucks. So this is definitely...
I don't know if this is considered foraging, but at one point in my life, I did go to a home and we had lasagna, and it was very excellent lasagna. And it wasn't until the end of the meal that the host told us that what we had just eaten was roadkill. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? Turns out they apparently had seen, it was deer, it was venison. They had seen this deer get hit by a car, and so they knew, you know, how it died, that it very quickly passed away, and put it in the back of his truck I mean, we're talking, this is redneck. Like, I'm not going to try and say that this is what they do.
My face right now.
Yeah, your face. But they did. They, I mean, don't, again, don't just go, you did not hear this from me. Don't go pick up roadkill. But this did happen when they were able to see that that animal just died. It hasn't been laying there for days and days. And they came home, they butchered it, and they put it into some venison. That's free. That's kind of foraged. Is that foraged? That's hunting with your car. I don't know what that is, but
I don't know.
I ate it. I didn't know I did, but I did.
And you lived. So I lived. There
it was
you go.
A fantastic meal.
Yeah. That's an option if you are super extreme. If for any reason you see a deer get run over, that's
don't let
an
that life
too.
Go to waste, you know?
So true. Moving on, if foraging is not your thing or eating roadkill isn't your thing, much like me, then you can try Furniture Banks. Furniture Banks.
Yes, this is safer.
Yes, much safer. It has a website. Roadkill doesn't necessarily have a website. You can find furniturebanks.org on the web, and it offers places where there are furniture banks where you can get furniture. And
who would have thought?
Right? There aren't as many of these as there are, you know, Time Banks or Buy Nothing groups. And you can for sure find furniture in either of those. Mm. But if you're really on the hunt for some furniture, like maybe you're trying to do some reselling or, you know, something to that extent, you can find stuff at a furniture bank. I'm not sure if furniture bank would be the best place to do that, because I think they're more for like people in need. Okay. So scratch what I just said. And you can find the furniture you need when you are in need. At these, there's two in Florida, and they offer some good furniture for those in need. So that's another option.
That's excellent. Mm-hmm. And for more options, there's always Craigslist. So yes. You can find so much on Craigslist. My goodness, if you just want some free entertainment, go on Craigslist and explore, because there's so much going on over there. But
we all need entertainment.
One thing is rideshare. They're not always free, but I think sometimes you can find some free rideshare opportunities there. There's also missed connections. So that's free.
You wrote that and I was like, where are you going with this, Jill?
It's free. So either you can, you know, gain back those missed connections for free, or you can just go on there and read everybody's missed connections. Again, free entertainment. But then also, there is a free section on Craigslist. So when you type in your area, and then pick the city that's closest to you, like type in your state, then pick the city that's closest to you. And then on the page that comes up, within the for sale section, it goes in alphabetical order. There is a free section. So if you click on that free section, it's basically everything in your area that is listed for free. So that's amazing. You can utilize Craigslist for free items and missed connections.
You love missed connections.
Yes. I honestly have spent probably at one point in my life an hour just reading through different people's missed connections. It was entertaining.
Well, if you're not looking to waste time, but you are on the road, you like my transitions?
Listen.
Yeah.
They are transitions, but they're also put downs. So I'm a little bit on the fence.
Missed connections is great. I love it.
Thanks, Jen.
But rummage sales, yard sales, they'll usually have a free section for things they're just trying to get rid of. Mm-hmm. One man's trash is another man's treasure. That's what they say.
Yes.
And so definitely, even if you are just passing through, stop on the side of the road. Check out what's at the yard sale. You might see some free stuff.
Yeah.
And like we all should know, dumpsters near universities in December and May.
Whoa. Always this is not too far off from roadkill, mind you.
What? This is way safer than roadkill Jill.
Dumpster road diving?
Roadkill Jill. I might call you that in a setting one day.
Roadkill Jill.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Good. But dumpsters near universities when students are moving out in December and May, those are great times to find things, especially in the nicer private universities. Girl, you can find some good stuff that is not roadkill.
Have you done this?
Yes, of course. I live with Travis Smith.
That's true.
Of course I've gotten stuff next to dumpsters.
He gets a lot of food for free. Is it worth mentioning how he gets his food for free?
Well, it's not from dumpsters. Though I do know people that dumpster dive for food. That is a real thing.
Yeah, it is.
And a lot of people get a lot of good food from dumpsters. So I'd never knock it. I actually want to try it. I met somebody that does it in our area, and I told her I wanted to go out with her. So,
I have done it. This was before people started to put locks on their dumpsters. But yeah, I've dumpster dove at Dunkin' Donuts, which is like, that's disgusting. Like, who needs donuts that have been thrown in the trash? But when I was in high school, I liked it. Panera. And then outside of grocery stores, because they will also throw away hygiene products. So I would get shampoo, conditioner, all kinds of stuff. It's fun.
Yes. Again, you should know what you're looking for, though. But they, and what I mean is you should not go where you will get arrested. yeah, that's about it. But you can tell whether food is like good or bad.
Yeah, getting arrested isn't free, just in case you didn't know that.
I would be more worried about getting arrested than getting salmonella.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. It's a really fun thing to do. Gosh, Travis just gets his food for free because he's got like a sad puppy dog face. That's my theory.
He does. I just want to feed him whenever I see him.
Exactly.
Here's an omelet, Travis.
Right?
Eat this omelet.
Yeah, he'll never go hungry. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I'll just benefit from it. Somebody gave him a whole cheesecake and bought him a pizza the other day at work because him and his coworkers helped one of the medical staff, his wife, replace something in her car. So she made all of the mechanics a cheesecake.
That's amazing. So I once babysat for food. I was like, don't pay me, just make me food. It was the best decision I've ever made.
Right. We should probably save all this for our free food episode that we'll do in the future.
We're going to do that. Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay.
Well, do you have anything else about free things you need?
That's it. You know, exchange with people. Ask people about it. Just be kind to one another and get things for free and give away things for free. That's how it happens.
Yes. Be kind. Rewind. I don't know why I said that.
Because it rhymes, but other than that, I don't know either.
Other than that, just be part of your community. Be involved with the groups in your community because what you give, you will get back tenfold. And that's not just something you put out in the universe. That is real.
I like your realness.
Thank you.
Yeah. That sums it up as far as free stuff. I mean, there's more to say about free stuff. So yeah, engage with us after this episode. But let's talk about our book club because that's free.
Mm-hmm.
That's free entertainment and it's free if you get your book from the library. So right now we're still working through The More of Less by Joshua Becker in our book club. And in December, that's coming up, we're going to begin reading The Millionaire Next Door by Thomas J. Stanley. We're so excited for that one because who doesn't want a millionaire next door, especially if you make friends with them and they give you their free stuff.
Right. Who doesn't want to be the millionaire
next door? That's true. That's true.
And that is hopefully what we will gain from this book. And if you want a free copy of it because you're not a millionaire yet, we are going to provide that for you. And all you have to do is leave us a review on your podcast listening device, whether that is Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Google, what have you, screenshot the review and send it to frugalfriendspodcast@gmail.com. And we will select the winners for this book at the end of the month. There is no limit.
And listen, if you're sitting here listening to this podcast, you're like, oh, goodness, I'd love to leave them a review because I think that that'd be the kind thing to do. And I love this podcast, but also I want a free book. But man, I just don't know how. What does that even look like? I've never done a review before.
Yeah.
Well, let me just help you out. I'm going to give you an example.
Let us eliminate that stress from your life by showing you a good one.
So here we go. We've got one from Sage Comstock, and they say, I love the Frugal Friends. Dude, excellent, excellent opening line there. I love this podcast. I said that because there's a bunch of O's. Honestly, the worst part is I'm going to be out of episodes soon. Jen and Jill give actionable tips on how to save money on a wide array of things and have great chemistry. Oh, Sage. I legitimately smile several times an episode at their banter. Jen and Jill are similar in a lot of ways, but in a lot of ways they're different. Look at that. Aww. It's nice to hear two varying perspectives. I can't wait for this community to grow and for future episodes. Sage, I want to meet you.
Oh, that's my God, amazing. I want to meet you too. Jill, let's go on tour.
I feel like, let's go on tour. Another reviewer said that we should go on tour.
Yeah,
so
they did.
I think we should just start buying plane tickets. Just like, where are we going? Where are we going next? Where are we hitting up?
Oh my gosh.
I feel like Sage really encaptured what I feel we are. That yes.
Yeah.
We love frugality, but we're two different people. But we're friends. Yeah. We're all friends. Anyhow, if you think you can top Sage's, or if you just at least think you can give us 5 stars, then go ahead and do that. You might win yourself a free book.
Yeah. And we want people to know what they're getting into listening to the podcast. The Frugal Friends are not for everyone. Not everybody appreciates banter. Yeah. So we want people to know what they are getting from the podcast. So they don't listen and then give a 1-star review. And then I get sad and I cry.
You don't cry.
I don't cry, but I get sad. Yeah. So leave us a review if you love the podcast so other people know what they're getting
from
us.
What to expect, that they could possibly get a free book. At the end of the day, at least you might get a free book.
Exactly. And if you love it, I hope you've already subscribed. And if you haven't, you should just press that button. So if you have subscribed, I hope you've joined the Facebook group, which is at Frugal Friends Community. And if you haven't, just go to Facebook and type in Frugal Friends Community. And we'll talk about the episodes and you'll get an episode every Friday. And we'll hang out with you every week.
And other people will hang out with you there. You can find friends there. It's becoming its own thing and people sharing their ideas, their tips. There's so much more content to be had there. So consider it.
We are so excited. And with that, we will bid you adieu. We will see you next Friday. Take care. Have a great weekend.
Goodbye.
Frugal Friends is produced, edited, and mixed by Eric Sirianni.
Farewell. Adieu, adieu, adieu. I don't know what I'm
saying. Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen. That's right. You spoke German like in a couple episodes past. And then today, what was today? French? You're taking us around the world. We're already on tour with our farewells. My goodness. Yeah. What's next?
Now I'm going to have to research different ways to say goodbye, Jill.
Yes, you will. It's becoming your thing. You have a thing now, Jen. You are a thing. Cute little thing.
You're a thing.
I'm a thing. I'm a thing right here. You're looking at this thing.
I'm going to get you from the buy nothing group.
What?
Is that weird? Did I take it too far?
That crosses the line. I took it too far. I feel weird. My legs feel weird.
Okay.
I liked it.